Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Federal buildings are now open to men using women's restroom, and Target continues to plummet in its earnings and its stock value over this very issue. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, founder of BarbWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communication for Liberty Counsel. You know, this is a no-brainer. Boys, men should use the men's and boys' restroom. But President Obama has now issued this additional directive. Now, this one applies to federal buildings. The one that he issued regarding public schools has been stopped by a federal judge in Texas. And now he's issued this one. And this one is for the so-called Government Services Administration, or GSA, has a new regulation, which, by the way, they never published for public comment, which they need to do. But they bypass that because they just simply bypass the law whenever they want to.
They just got actually smacked down by a federal judge in Texas for their directive to public schools for not doing just that. He said, you violated the process. You did not open this up for comment, and they did, neither did they do this here. So, but this is no small deal, Matt. You think, it only affects federal buildings. There are 9,000 federal buildings in more than 2,000 cities nationwide. People go into federal buildings all the time. You think the Social Security Administration, Department of Veterans Affairs, and on
court
it goes.
Courthouses, yeah.
Courthouses, and those places are not safe for, they're not safe for women and young girls now because of this arbitrary, illegal directive by this arbitrary and illegal lawless Obama administration.
And you think about the employee, not just the visitors, but the employees have to go there every day now, and the women that probably have to work in fear thinking, okay, there's going to be a man coming into the restroom, and they're not allowing for single-user restrooms as well, or they're not requiring proof of surgery from transgender people.
Not that that even matters.
Surgery
is cosmetic.
Yeah, it's just cosmetic. It's just like plastic surgery. You get a nose job or a facelift. All it is plastic surgery. You can't change who you are. Getting a facelift doesn't change who you are. You're still the same biological, physiological person. And the same thing for cutting off parts or trying to affix brand new parts that weren't ever there. It doesn't change who you are. This particular GSA regulation does not apply to the Capitol building or national parks because they're not under the GSA control. But here's what the published notice says, and it was published in the Federal Register. It says, quote, all federal agencies occupying property operated under or subject to the authorities of GSA must not discriminate by segregation or otherwise against any person or persons because of race, creed, religion, age, sex, color, disability, or national origin in furnishing or by refusing to furnish such person or persons the use of any facility of a public nature, it goes on and on, including all services, privileges, accommodations, and activities provided on the property. It also says that it applies to equal access with regards to so-called transgender employees, including visitors, with regards to use of their restroom facilities. And it cannot require so-called transgender people to have any medical procedure as a part of this. So you just basically show up, whether you've gone through plastic surgery or hormone treatment or not, you just simply identify as somebody that is completely opposite of who you are, and you can use that particular restroom because therefore you will legally be treated that way in these federal buildings.
This has nothing to do with discrimination, folks. This is about safety and common sense.
Yeah.
When are they going to see that?
You know? It does have something to do with discrimination. Discrimination against people based on their actual biological sex. Sexual harassment is a subjective analysis. If a person feels put in apprehension in a hostile environment, and this creates a hostile environment rife for sexual harassment. I mean, Holly, this basically codifies, except right. It doesn't codify anything. It's an executive order, essentially, an administrative order that effectively says, no, sexual harassment is a matter of law now. We're going to force sexual harassment. It opens up women to being sexually harassed by men just by virtue of being placed in a position where they have a natural expectation of privacy and modesty and an ability not to have their privacy invaded and be harassed. This creates a hostile work environment in 9,000 federal buildings across the country.
Well, moving over to the private sector, Target has begun to feel the response of the public. Target issued a statement saying, quote, "We welcome transgender team members and guests to use the restroom or fitting room facility that corresponds with their gender identity. Everyone deserves to feel like they belong." That is, everyone who is in this mindset of perverted thinking.
Yeah.
But what about men and women who belong in the men's or women's restroom?
Forget about them. Yeah.
Well, yeah, just go on our website and see all the incidences they've had in Target of sexual assault and those men, you know, lurking on women.
Well, they have 1,800 stores nationwide, and now they're saying, well, they're going to use these single occupancy restrooms, and that's going to solve the problem. Well, you know, the problem is that's only one person at a time, and I can tell you what, from experience, the people who are pushing this so-called transgender ideology
aren't happy with that.
They're not happy with that, because if they are a man and they want to say that they've got confusion enough that they think they're a woman, they want to use
right.
not a single
That's
sex.
That's not their point.
But the opposite yeah. sex restroom.
Right.
They
no,
want to use the women's restroom.
It's an in-your-face agenda.
Because it's
right.
an agenda.
Where they want to be able to invade the privacy of actual legitimate women. And you know, it's a rebellion against God. It's a rebellion against his natural created order between men and women. And so Target, they have, through this policy, no pun intended, have flushed their stock, their value, and their revenues down the toilet here. They're down, their stock value is down $10 billion since there's been a boycott.
And that's $10 billion with a B.
With a B.
Their revenues are down almost, their second quarter earnings fell almost $750 million. And all revenue, that was their quarterly earnings, and their revenue has fallen 7.2%. That's huge, Matt. And now they're going to spend, you know, how many
million dollars?
tens of millions of dollars are they going to have to spend to remodel all their Target stores to have these single
occupancy? But it's not going to resolve the issue.
No.
It's not
no.
going to resolve the issue, because these men still will yeah. use the women's restroom.
And
they
the
will not
rooms.
Use
what about
the
that?
Single
rooms.
Sex restroom. And they'll use the women's facilities. Are they going to have like us? Are they going to do this for the changing facilities too?
Yeah. I mean,
are they going to actually have single sex changing facilities? The men will not do that. The men that want to identify in their confused
pretending
thinking,
they're women.
They
yeah.
will not go into those facilities. They will go into the women's restrooms and
you know,
facilities.
They'd get a clue. I mean, their profits are going down, their competitors going up. You know, we recently had a new employee that was working at Target and just, you know, very, courageously stood up and he said, "I cannot work here. I cannot endorse this policy." And he now works for us
and they
at Liberty
said,
Council.
Yeah. And they said, "Yeah, if you can't endorse it, then you're not welcome here
That's
anymore."
Right.
And he was he's a very good worker.
Yes.
So it's our gain, Target's loss,
That's right.
and it's over this issue. James is working here right now because of what Target has done with this policy, and they were not willing to accommodate any of his objections, and so he left. They said, "You're no longer welcome here if you're not going to promote this and get on board with it." You know, the fact is, if he's not welcome here, then you shouldn't go into the door of a Target. Never again shop at Target.
Yeah.
That's it. I mean, obviously, what's happening here is they're feeling the pinch from people who are voting with their economic dollars.
Well, the vast majority of people, if I were a Target stockholder, I would be furious at the leadership of Target here, because they have destroyed Target's credibility, their customer base. I mean, how many millions and millions of people have said, "Sorry, Target, I'll never set foot in one of your stores again." They are dying on this hill of radical leftism.
But, you know, they seem like they're in denial, though. They're saying, and all but 25 of their stores are slated to have the new restrooms by the end of this year. So
yeah,
that's $20 million by the end of this
they're
year.
They're so committed to this radicalism that
Yikes.
They're completely, they will ride this down to bankruptcy.
Mm.
And may well be that's where they're going. You know, the fact of the matter is,
maybe they should.
Maybe they should. You know, yeah. We don't need Target. We don't need that kind of radical ideology. You've got other competitor stores you can go to, and Target needs to be taught a lesson. Don't put people at risk. Don't use your store as an economic engine for radical social change that goes against reality, common sense, and privacy. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. You can sign up for our newsletters there at lc.org for Liberty Counsel, Liberty Counsel Action, Christians in Defense of Israel, and others, all there at lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.